To those inquiring minds who often catch themselves wondering where that came from, here are some historical oddities to relish. In George Washington's time, there were, of course, no cameras. One's image was either sculpted or painted. Some paintings of Washington showed him standing behind a desk with one arm behind his back, while others showed both arms and both legs. Reason was, prices charged by painters were not based on how many people were to be painted, but by how many limbs were to be painted. Therefore, including both arms and legs, therefore limbs in the picture, would cost the buyer more. Hence the expression, okay, but it'll cost you an arm and a leg. As we've covered earlier, medieval ladies and gentlemen were not very big on bathing, most taking the plunge only about twice a year, usually in May and October. Because of lice and bugs, women always kept their hair covered. Many men shaved their heads or wore wigs. Wealthy men could afford good hairpieces. Such wigs could not be washed to keep them clean. Instead, a loaf of bread was carved out, the wig was placed inside the shell, and the loaf was baked for about half an hour. The heat would make the hairpiece big and fluffy, a big wig. Today, we say, "Here comes the big wig," to identify the wealthy and powerful. Needless to say, the lack of personal hygiene caused our ancestors severe skin problems. The result was many had developed unsightly acne scars by adulthood. To compensate, women would spread beeswax over their facial skin to smooth out their complexions. When they were socializing, if one woman began to stare at another's face, she was told to mind her own beeswax. Should the woman smile broadly, the wax would sometimes crack, introducing the phrase, to crack a smile. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.